This is what the Esfahan Mountain Complex looks like on Google Earth. Those tunnel entrances have been attacked and buried in debris. But the chambers where the enriched uranium is believed to be stored lie deep within.
Can the U.S. destroy the stockpile with airstrikes?
Not easily. A direct hit could, but they're buried under in mountains at Esfahan. The U.S. may have weapons that could entomb the 60%, but you have to get your hands on it to really be assured that you've destroyed it.
That would require putting boots on the ground.
It would require quite a few boots on the ground.
American or Israeli troops would have to penetrate deep into Iran and would need earth movers to remove the debris blocking the tunnel entrances.
It seems like it would be a very large operation and very risky.
If Iran manages to keep its stockpile, it would still need centrifuges to further enrich the uranium to bomb-grade level.
Does Iran have any centrifuges left?
We assume that there could very well be 300, 400, 500 centrifuges that weren't destroyed.
How long would it take them to produce the weapons-grade uranium?
Probably a couple weeks.
The uranium would still have to be fashioned into a weapon, and facilities which develop components for a bomb are under attack. But Albright says the threat from Iran's nuclear program remains.
How long would it take them to have a weapon?
6 months is enough for them to have at least a nuclear weapon that maybe can't be delivered on a missile, but could still pose quite a threat if delivered.